But first, our top story takes us to the borderlands, where we see that reports of a 7% increase in cargo theft has happened. We have Noy Mahoney here to join us and tell us all about it. Noy, thanks for joining us this morning.
Morning.
So, Noy, it's, again, another big increase in cargo thefts out of Mexico for the third quarter of the year. And I still can't say that we're surprised by this. We know that it's been a very big issue across the southern border all of 2023. Can you talk to us a little bit about their perspective in this increase again?
Yeah. According to a recent report from Overhaul, a cross-border security firm, during the third quarter, there was over 5,200 reported cases of theft from cargo trucks. And as Anthony mentioned, that's a 7% year-over-year increase compared to the same quarter in 2022. Overhaul said the most targeted commodities included food and beverage products, industrial supplies such as lumber and other construction material, auto parts, car tires, and even assembled vehicles and pharmaceutical products. And what was surprising to me about this quarter was the auto parts and tires and pharmaceuticals seem to be on the rise. Usually it's always food and beverage products, which are the most targeted, which they were this quarter, but we're seeing a rise in auto parts, which is interesting. And one of the other sort of interesting and sort of disturbing parts of what happened in the quarter was authorities reported that 81% of these cargo theft incidents involved the use of violence, meaning it was armed bandits or armed gangs stopping these trucks and either getting the driver out or some, in some cases, kidnapping the driver for a short period as they tried to, you know, get the stuff off the truck. So it's really sort of an alarming trend that's going on in the country.
And Noy, that was going to be my next question. It was going to be, what are going to be some of the tactics that are being used with this kind of happening and really being a mainstay of a talking point within the region? Does this deter any investment or any talks of further investment going into the borderlands, or do we continue to see more funds coming into the area?
Well, you know, it is a concern with almost every cross-border person I know that operates in that space. Because it can affect many things. It can affect, insurance premiums for cross-border loads, which, as you know, can add costs, and those costs are always passed on eventually to consumers. So that's one concern. And the other concerns obviously involve, you know, safety and getting these loads safely across the border. And in a lot of cases, there needs to be better technology, better training for what drivers can do if they see they're in a situation where they think they're being followed or, they think they're being targeted. And so it seems to be also that authorities in Mexico know that this is an issue because, a few months ago we had the possibility of this major carrier organization in Mexico threatening to go on strike. And one of the reasons they were threatening to go on strike was because they felt like state and federal authorities weren't doing enough to protect the roadways. So there is movement in the right direction, but there still seems to be a lot that needs to be done to protect the roadways better.
So, Noy, as you mentioned, there was that kind of issue of national security that we were seeing kind of be thrown into the limelight. And there were talks about getting the National Guard, the Mexican National Guard involved to make sure that the roadways were a little bit safer, sending out extra patrols. Has there been any forward movement maybe from any of these companies that have taken like a private security route? Is that an option for a lot of these companies? Maybe hiring just some extra drivers to be on the road or be extra vigilant with these drivers as they're moving their loads?
Yeah, I know. Overhaul, the company I mentioned that published this report, they are a cross-border security firm. And I know they do a lot of work in Mexico providing visibility, end-to-end visibility. I know other companies that do the same thing. So carriers in Mexico, are taking the initiative to hire, outside firms to sort of watch their loads, protect their loads. Overhaul has, in some cases, recovered some of these, stolen goods, stolen commodities from trucks. So there is, movement in the right direction. But as I mentioned earlier, a lot of carriers and a lot of people in the trucking industry want to see more from the National Guard. That's the Mexican authority that polices the federal highways. They want to see them, you know, have more patrols on these highways, more eyes on this, on the roads, so to speak, to make sure that these loads are getting where they need to go.
Certainly seems like something that's not going to be something that just goes away by itself. Noy, thanks for breaking that one down. We also have some rail or short rail updates going over port of entry in Texas. Can you tell us about that one?
Yeah, that's an interesting story. This company called, a short line operator in Mexico, in Eagle Pass, called Green Eagle Railroad, is proposing to build a second rail bridge in the city of Eagle Pass. Eagle Pass is right on the U.S.-Mexico border, and they connect to a city called Piedras Negras, which is on the other side in Mexico, and they're proposing a 19-mile rail bridge and roadway along that bridge, which would help that city add as many as 18 train crossings a day. They say that will help divert truck traffic across the bridge, as well as, you know, get freight to move more freight to move more quickly across that port of entry. Eagle Pass, I think they average something about 450 trucks a day, and about, I think it's something around 8 to 10 train crossings a day right now. I could be wrong, but they say that this second bridge will sort of increase the amount of freight that can cross through that port of entry.
So, Noy, of course, all the eyes that are there in the Eagle Pass, El Paso area are still concerned about the congestion from the surge of migrants, as well as from those increased DPS inspections that popped up about 2 weeks ago once again. Would something like this, an initiative like this, really help to alleviate some of the backlog that is caused when we see either a migrant surge or that increased truck inspections?
Yeah, you know, I should mention that this story about the second rail bridge, it was first reported in Trains magazine. So I want to get that out there, that they got this story. They didn't mention specifically if this second rail bridge was, you know, in because of the migrant situation or the backlog of trucks that sometimes caused by the inspections from state authorities in Texas. But I would have to think that might be a large part of, you know, their reasoning. If they have a second bridge and a second roadway that trucks can use, commercial trucks, that would help, you know, create a situation where there's not this one choke point whenever something pops up in that city, in that border crossing, Eagle Pass. I should mention that just yesterday I got an email from U.S. Customs and Border Protection that the Eagle Pass rail bridge has been shut down, operations have been suspended temporarily because of migrant situation again. So right, as you mentioned, that's an issue that keeps popping up, that the authorities down there and even private developers want to try to get a handle on.
And Noy, one of the issues that seems to be a talking point throughout the country is around truck parking. Can you tell us about what's going on in Arizona and how they look to solve or really alleviate some of that?
Yeah, it's an interesting story from the Arizona Department of Transportation. That last week or about 2 weeks ago, they announced an initiative to create as many as 842 new truck parking spaces along existing rest areas and even in some cases building new rest areas along state highways and highways that pass through the state. Right now, they're focusing on three projects. I think they said that they actually have $32 million allotted to them that they can build or add more parking spaces through three existing rest areas. These rest areas are located sort of in central and south Arizona, but it's going to add as many as 300 new parking spaces for cargo trucks in these three existing rest areas.
Good news, of course, for the trucking community all across that state. We love to see it. Noy, thank you for joining us this morning for a recap on Borderlands. We hope you have a good week.
Thank you.
Right now, we're going to toss over to the wall for our first carrier update of the morning.